February 13th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny but cold suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links, usually associated with or somewhat compatible with the ideas of the guests for that day. Alternatively, they may relate to a current piece of legislation or event that may be of interest. Today, I have three links that are particularly significant. One is a link to a 1980s radio program where the guest discusses the electronic nature of our bodies and the highly advanced technology that the U.S. government, in cooperation with the medical, pharmaceutical, and other industries, has been using to profitably monitor, control, and or kill the majority of humanity. The other equally important link is a very moving article written by ZCF, an incredibly brilliant, articulate, gifted young man who certain individuals in the so-called truth movement have recently and maliciously targeted and vilified. He is precisely the caliber of person that the truth movement needs. Apparently, that is why they had to destroy him. This is a must-read article. There's also an article that is very relevant about paid shills and how they work to destroy certain individuals within the truth movement. During the program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Tim Rogers, and we're going to talk about how to bring the New World Order down from the bottom up. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna.
And tell us just a little bit about yourself, where you're located, but you don't need to be specific if that would be not appropriate.
Okay, well, I'm in a small village called Rhodri in South Wales, the UK, and me and my family has been under an enormous amount of pressure for, since 1999 when I bought the property. I was 29 years of age then, and for 8 years, absolutely flat out, There were people, individuals operating from a community centre next door to me. And the only way I can describe it is terrorism, agitation, aggravation, interfering with my property, interfering with my life, absolutely constantly, non-stop, to the point that police officers came over one day. It was getting that bad. The police officers came over, an inspector and a sergeant, and said, look, Tim, the last time we saw something like this go on, people were murdered. I said, well, what are you saying? Are you suggesting that I'm a murderer? No, they said. But, you know, the last time we saw a social situation like this, this is off the chart. You know, people were murdered. And,
well, this is very, very interesting that you bring this up. And we have had callers talk about this. And the radio, the link to the one program that I talked about in my opening remarks, is about the use of that kind of radio frequency or other means, technological means, of really harassing people. And so I thought it's appropriate to post that. We will be right back. We have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Back. This is Deanna, and my guest today is Tim Rogers. Alrighty, sorry we had to go to a break and cut you off, but why don't you pick up where you left off and tell us that the police came to your house and basically told you that that there was some indication that this was a very serious thing and that you weren't just imagining things. And certainly we've had callers into this program, for instance, Werner in British Columbia, who has mentioned that he has evidence or has experienced illness just from what he thinks are technological, environmental kinds of things.
Right. Okay. So if I can just say that soon afterwards, I was speaking to different people. I spoke to the head of the legal department at the time, a man called Daniel Perkins, and he also said, "Tim, what's going on up there?" He said, "I've never seen anything like this in my career." I said, "Well, I don't know." I said, "Is this some form of click, or is this some form of, I don't know, a small village of who are exercising some form of nationalism? You know, you haven't been been brought up here, so you're not welcome," sort of thing, because we were newcomers to the village. So after a little while longer, we got involved with the British National Party in Britain, which is a nationalist organisation, and I wanted to find out what was going on, because I wasn't particularly getting any help from the police, except for observations. I wasn't getting any help from the council, and in fact, the police and the council also soon after turned on me. So I started to research for a few years. I got right into the New World Order and everything else, and people are talking about the big picture. There's some fantastic speakers around, like yourself, Deanna, David Duke, and the like. And we all generally know, particularly in the truth movement, what it's all about and what's going on, the overall picture. But nobody really understands how this is all deployed at ground level and what atrocities it causes. And I'm talking real atrocities and what disruption it causes in our communities. And what we're doing is, now I come across a man called Brian Gerrish. He's an ex-naval commanding officer. We're now very, very good friends. I'm very fond of him because he's shown me the way to deal with this. And if I can say 90% of the countermeasure is exposure. Last year when they started on me again, they left me alone. Generally, it wasn't as concentrated as it was last time. But they started on me again, and I thought, right, I got to find out who these people are, where they're from, what are they trained in, what's their political ideology, what they've been involved in, and what they are involved in. So I went onto the community website, and I come across a woman's name called Lindsay Foister of Mind. It's a political charity who purports to help with suicide prevention strategies. Now, I've spoke to Deanna about this, and we'll cover this subject again. It's very complex. But if I can just stay on the Saul Alinsky domestic terrorism that's going on in everybody's community first. So I looked at this woman's name. I saw that she was a massive advocate of multiculturalism, communism. And then I came across a few other characters. A woman called Samantha Minas Blight and Philip Blight, who have been a few of the people who's been terrorizing me for years. And I looked into their backgrounds, and my God, you know, I went on the Samantha Minas' website. She's associated with an organization called Radical Wales. You go on their website, and they describe themselves as Marxists, Leninists, Trotskyites, and all the very, very hard left dogma. The tags for the site was violence, uprising, civil unrest, communism. So I then went on to boss's Twitter. I mean, their Twitters are priceless, honestly, right? And he's on about the same sort of stuff, and he's also on about massive human depopulation. These people are, in no uncertain terms, psychological terrorists. They're in all our communities, in every single one of them throughout the West. I come across a change agent website, and it's got a geopolitical map of the whole of the world. And the only place where they haven't got these change agents, these agitators, these domestic psychological terrorists, is Russia. Putin banned all non-government organizations from Russia going back about 3 or 4 months ago, because they're starting to find out, obviously, how it all works, how they're bringing down the Middle Eastern countries and so on. So if I can just say, and do get your pens and take this information down, because I promise you it's not a guess, it's an absolute fact, categoric fact, that every one of you have got these units operating low down in your community. These are the keywords: social entrepreneur, change agent, community organizer, community broker, community disruptor is the sort of, very often, but you will see illuminator and disruptor. So if you look at your local community centre, this is where they all are, and don't imagine it's like the films. We're looking at people who are sort of cloak and dagger, hiding in the dark, sneaking around and taking notes. These people are very large in your communities. They're organising events. They're organising little tea parties. They've got little wood stores they've set up to sort of really mingle and get into the community. So if you look at your community centre and get the individual names of the people running it, particularly the chairman, the vice chairman, even the secretary of the hall, and put their name into the search engine together with social entrepreneur, change agent, community facilitator, community organizer, or community broker. Or put your area in the search engine with those keywords. And again, you'll see lists of names. And if you persevere, it doesn't take long. Once you know those code names, you're 90% there. Deanna, is there anything you'd like me to expand on?
The community organizer. I mean, this can also go on the internet also.
Yeah.
Because the internet is a community, several communities.
Yeah.
And the minute you said community organizer, I thought of the current resident in the White House, because that's kind of what he was.
Well, yes, he was a cruel Alinsky agitator himself. The man's a monster. He shouldn't be in the White House, but you know that's your politics. But this is happening.
No, it's not mine, but it's a lot of people who have their hands out. It's their politics.
I didn't mean that the way it came across.
I know. It's
just politics. Okay, so what I'd like you to do as well, just for an exercise, is put in the search engine social entrepreneur, followed with Saul Alinsky, S-A-U-L, Alinsky, A-L-I-N-S-K-Y, okay? And then put in social entrepreneur Samantha Minas, right? Now, this woman is what's known as a common purpose graduate. She's a very cruel, vindictive, vicious individual. And there's many of them. I think I counted, there's between 12 and 18 of these people in my community.
And how big is your community?
Altogether, I think it's about, in my immediate vicinity, there's about 120 properties. But the surrounding areas, it probably goes up to over 500 or 600 properties. Now, in other areas, like we've got Dryden and Waterloo and so on, there's other community facilitators. So, these people represent an absolute minority compared to the majority, obviously. But they're very, very dangerous. They're very dangerous people with the techniques they're using. Let me just touch on a situation over in Cumbria that happened a few years ago. Now, I know for a fact, absolutely 100%, that this was a mass murder that took place in the quiet rural countryside of Cumbria, Whitehaven. Anybody can search her on the internet. 23 people were shot, and it was a man called David Bird. He strategically went round, got up one morning, drove 30, 40 miles around the countryside, specifically targeting certain individuals and shooting them. It was 23 people who got shot. There was about 14 that was actually killed. And then he turned the trigger on himself. Now, I started to do a little bit of research into this, and it was, like I said, it was absolutely clear that this man has been made to be a community target for these Alinsky practices. And they put so much pressure on people, and they're doing it deliberately. They keep the same community target like they've done with me until these individuals snap. But let me assure you that once you know what's going on, it's very easy to retract and look onto the situation and deal with it in the correct way. And that correct way is contacting your police and informing your police what's going on, showing them the documents of what you found, what these people are. Now, it's not just as just going back to David Bird, it's not just the community target, the scapegoat that these practices rely on. There is the victim. There's many other victims in our communities. Innocent people.
Tim, we do have to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
For all Gulf Coast disaster survivors, be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Tim Rogers. You said, let me just backtrack just a bit. You said that you were targeted just almost as soon as you moved onto your property. Was there any particular reason why you think that you were targeted, or was this just a random selection by these individuals in the community?
Question? No, it wasn't random. Now, these people are getting, as I said, they're large in our communities. They get inside groups. They form groups because Alinsky says people are power. So they get in the middle of organizations, groups, and they create them. And they get to hear, they're deeply embedded in our communities. Everybody trusts them. They're the upstanding member of our community. So they're gleaning information from everybody. They're on people's Facebooks. They make friends with everybody, so everybody knows them. And after a while, mother hen, people go up to them and tell them their problems. The same as in the Soviet Union, they set up little, sort of free reading classes they did in the Soviet Union. These people set up little baking classes and rural food and all this sort of stuff. So they're finding out everything about everybody. And they wouldn't, let me just say, for argument's sake, they wouldn't pick on Dai down the road whose family has grown up in the community and whose parents grew up in the community and so on and so on. So the perfect target is a newcomer because he's already isolated from sympathy. Nobody knows him. Nobody knows his track record. Nobody knows if he's a baddie or a good bloke. You know, so it's a perfect target for them. Somebody who moves in, who's new into the community. And remember what I said, you might be thinking to yourself now, a lot of people, well, oh, thank God, you know, I've been here all my life. It's not going to affect me. Well, yes, it is. Because as I said earlier with David Byrd, the target is not the only victim. And if I can just touch back on that, 11 of the people out of the 23, me and Brian Gerrish done some research on, they were all heavily involved in community enterprises. Okay, so they were actually involved. This man identified them as the problem. He obviously didn't understand it. And if he did, I'm sure that he would still be here today. And there was many of those innocent people. So, as I said about your question, Deanna, excellent choice. That's why they've targeted me, because, or they initially targeted me. But what's happened now is that it's moved right round in a circle. And now they're very worried about the fact that I'm going on many radio stations and different free media channels explaining what these people are and what they're involved in. And there is, as I said, there's absolutely no doubt it is domestic terrorism.
Okay. And you mentioned Facebook.
Yeah.
I think that is a community and environment where people can also be targeted.
Yeah.
And also within our own our so-called truth movement.
Well,
people can be targeted there.
Absolutely. Now, let me give you something most of us can relate to. It's a bit crude, but you know, I'm sure it'll hit home. Now, let's just say, for argument's sake, these people are starting to know everything about our personal lives because they're deeply rooted within our circle of friends and everything else. And let's just say we got several communities with 500 people in each, and they find out carefully about flings people have had and affairs and stuff. And let's just say they find out about 10 affairs per community. And let's just imagine that they put that information out in unison throughout those several communities at the same time. We'd have a serious situation, a domestic situation, that the police couldn't handle. Now, that's just one example. There's thousands, right? Because if you can sit back and think to yourself, well, if I was paid £500 a week, let's say, to cause friction in a community, anybody could do it. It doesn't take a genius. Anybody could cause that friction and disruption. And remember, Saul Alinsky, that we'll move on to in a minute, Rules for Radicals, it was all about destroying the system of order to enable the same people, the same group of people who started the Bolshevik system, who murdered 110 million ethnic Russians, well, his estimates between 60 and 110 million, the same people are behind it. I know, because I've gone on these people's Twitter accounts, I've looked at their followers, I've looked at the people they're following, and they all, most of them, sorry, are connected with Israel. Extremist Zionists. Now, there's also several extremist Zionists who's got their first order to Israel operating in my community. And so we're looking at a mixture of communists collaborating with, also there's a few Christian Zionists and also Jewish Zionists. So these are the people who are behind it. And I don't say that lightly, you know, because I've looked at the facts. I've right. seen what they're doing. And like
now,
I said,
one of the links that I posted on today's schedule page is an article about paid shills. And this is from a newspaper in Israel. And it's well worth the read. All righty, we're going for a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Today is Tim Rogers, and I've been looking at some notes and thinking about things during the break. And you were talking, well, you said a lot of really interesting things that I made notes about. And I was thinking about the politicians, about how it is important for these agitators to destroy the political system within a country by revealing the bad behavior of the politicians. And then, when the system is so decrepit and corrupt, the people will demand a system change, and they may get more than what they ask for.
They'll actually bring the system change onto us, 100%. Now, I'm not saying this lightly. I've spent 18 months solid research looking at this in the Middle East, looking at this in the United States, looking at this in the UK and Europe, and they're going to engineer civil unrest. I think what they're first going to do is bring down Iran, and then they will bring on an economic crisis, and all these agitators will agitate in unison right the way across our countries, and we'll have a clampdown. There's no two ways about it. This will affect every single person's lives. And if I can just quote you a few of the rules from the Saul Alinsky handbook. Rule 12, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. This is cruel, but very effective, direct, personalized criticism and ridicule works. We've got 12 rules. So this is one of the tactics they use to cause and start the disruption in our communities. These people need to be identified. You need to remove them from your communities. It'd be lovely to see men being men again and grabbing the bull by the horns and doing this before it affects our children, our families, and our future. Because let me tell you something now. Something so dark and terrible is coming, and I believe it's going to be in the next 18 months. I think that's a fairly accurate presumption. And we're going to be under military rule. This will be at the point where they'll change our system of governance, exactly what Deanna spoke about before with Lincoln's war. They're using, everything is the same, but it's more advanced. All the techniques and everything they're doing is advanced. It's history repeating itself. And there's going to be a lot of fatalities right the way throughout the West. They're trying to destroy our countries inside out. And it's up to us to be adults and deal with this and bring these people down, put them where they belong, in prison. Now, there's been a lot of criticism of our police and our law enforcement. But all these people are victims themselves. And I would say that we need to reach out to our police, our law enforcement. They are there primarily to protect us and keep order. And I'll say a mention as well for the likes of the Wall Street protests. These are agitation groups. Do not get involved. Do not go anywhere near them. Because I promise you, I've studied that at length as well. The George Soros networks is behind that. The same man who's behind Common Purpose and Acorn in the UK. So do not get involved with these protest groups. They want it. They want the disorder to be able to clamp down on us further. It's very, very important to believe me on what I'm saying. I've studied it all. So if I can just get on to a little bit about the criteria for employing these people, for recruiting them. Target people for recruitment with a very low empathy. They specifically pull out these people after putting them through many courses. Over here we got ILM-7s. They take them up, and the ones who are particularly narcissistic, cruel, low lack of empathy for other people, they put up to a 6 or 7. Now, if you read the psychological profile of a paedophile, it's identical to the psychological profile of these individuals. I'm not saying they're paedophiles. Me and Brian Gerrish have spoken quite a lot about this. And he said to me once, are they recruiting paedophiles, Tim? So I done a lot of research on it. Well, no, they're not. But the profile of the cruel, vindictive, narcissistic individual is that of similar ambitions to a paedophile, in the sense that it's not about the sex, it's about the power and control and fulfillment over being cruel to a vulnerable victim. So these are the sort of people we're talking about that operate in low down in our communities. Traitors, scumbags, psychopaths. These are the sort of people we've got in our communities, and you must root them out. You must understand these techniques and where they're leading, and you must inform our police officers, and any evidence that you can come up with, consolidate it so it makes sense, understand it, and show your local police officers, and make it publicly known. Now, I've had a lady from Cornwall called Jackie, a lovely woman. We've become very close friends. She's a friend of Brian Gerrish's. And what she's been doing is I've been compiling reports on these people, and then she'll mass email them to every police station, every MP. The MPs, of course, the vast majority of them are into it. But they know that that we're on their case. And a few of my friends have said to me, oh, Tim, you've got to be careful because you could get a bullet or whatever. Oh, no, they'll have you, involved in a terrible accident. Well, if I was being absolutely honest, these people have tortured me to such a point that I don't care. And they've been so successful in what they've done to me and my family. They've destroyed the best part of the years I should have enjoyed bringing up my children. They were so successful that my son, who's is severely dyslexic and suffers with Asperger's syndrome, he was hospitalized twice in a school from the malicious, vindictive gossip they put around about me. And we had to remove him from that school because of what these individuals did. So so as I said, you know, I've suffered from what these people have done, and I'm going to make it my life's quest to destroy them the best way I know how, and that is exposure.
Okay. And you're talking about psychopathic behavior, and I think that we can look at most of the politicians and say, okay, that they fall into that category. And if you're talking about change agents, certainly they would qualify as being change agents. And they certainly have loyalties to either other countries, to themselves, but certainly not to the constituents.
Well, that's right. You know, the MPs are into it. They need to be brought to account. I mean, how many MPs have we got in my country? 620. There's probably, I reckon, about 400 who's absolutely bent as a nine-bob note. And these individuals need putting down. They need putting in prison. We've got plenty of room in the prisons. It's not the criminals are in Parliament. The same as you've got your criminals in the White House and so on. So all these people need putting in prison. I know it sounds a big big deal, to say it lightly, but just expose them. Get involved with the truth movement. You will, of course, as I think Deanna was starting to mention earlier, you'll have some subversives within that movement to cause friction and disruption and confusion, but just stick to your guns and bear that in mind.
Right. And of course, I think that we have more public movements, such as the Tea Party, which was totally infiltrated and taken over the minute that it started. And I think within every movement, whether you're talking about, if you separate out the various issues, there's the 9/11 movement, there's, you know, the movement about something else. And they're all kind of working on their own little issues. And I think each issue has a group of infiltrators that go in simply to cause trouble.
Oh, absolutely. Through Nazi Germany, if I can just mention that, 4 out of 20 of the activists were subversives. But it still didn't stop him going to power. I'm not saying that we should advocate Nazism, cause I'm not. I'm just giving an example. But
we probably have different views about Germany and the history of World War II.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the truth's been turned on its head, hasn't it?
Yes.
You know, everything they put out is absolute pure lies.
Sure.
And, you know, they've twisted. And most ordinary people watch their football games or drink a few beers in the evening and everything else. They couldn't even conceive that this sort of stuff is going on right under their noses. And, you know, it's just incredible. They couldn't even begin to conceive that there would be such vindictive, vicious, and amoral people out there that would actually change the landscape of our entire history to suit themselves for a small interest group. But this is what's happened. You know, this is real. So everything they've got the people, the so-called academics, to learn about is lies.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Our whole history has been skewed, and we've been lied about, particularly all the wars.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, for their own interests, isn't it?
Sure.
But just going back onto these change agents and Alinsky agents, when people can see this operating, when they start to do their research on these individuals and they can actually focus on them themselves, it's a pretty, you know, frightening prospect at first. You think, oh, my God. And do you know what? I've watched these individuals during the day, because I'm self-employed, I'm a motor dealer, and I've watched them through the village, and they're like busy little bees running back and forth each other's houses all day. It's absolutely fascinating. Colluding and planning their dirty business. They've been putting out lots of disturbing, absolutely very, very disturbing material to children. Because at these community centres, they're fulfilling the political protocols for the elite. So they're little minions running around, you know, doing everything for the elite that they're told. Incredible. I mean, this is total real fascism.
Okay. Now, you're talking about community centers, and I would assume that community centers might mean any group of children that are vulnerable. I think that we have to look at, well, all groups, Boy Scouts, yeah. Girl Scouts, that kind of thing. And we typically think that those are really good groups to have our children belong to. If I had it to do over again, I probably would not allow that kind of activity.
All right. Well, let me just assure you, these people are at the head of scout groups, cub groups. They're right very, 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 very close to children. And they use these children groups, again, as Alinsky agitation groups. And if I can just get back into the Alinsky stuff. When I was over my property last year, when they started to realize this, I mean, this demonstrates the intelligence of these people. They realized that I was digging into them. They knew it. So instead of backing off as a thief would in a supermarket, they brought it on. Because, of course, Saul Alinsky is wrapped up with the art of war. So they then relate back to their war manuals, how to deal with me. Don't show the enemy you're weak. And so on. So they were sending over a scouts group next door to my property. There's a 4-acre field with its parish haulers. Right down the bottom left-hand corner is my property. And they'd send over a scouts group and they'd put up archery target boards, right? And I knew what they were doing. They were doing it deliberately to agitate. So they said to one of my builders, is anybody here tomorrow? And my builder said, yes, why? Oh, well, we're setting up archery boards and we don't want to shoot nobody. So when the builder told me, I just phoned the police. Police come over, moved them. A couple of days later, the scouts were back. This time they put up a big, huge family tent again. 4-acre field, huge field, right by the side of my property. They're waving their arms by the fence and everything else. They come up the drive and I just ignored them. I phoned the police again. Couple of days later, now you'd think this sounds like paranoia, but I can assure you, I know how these Alinsky networks operate, and I looked into the backgrounds of the people who were at the head of these groups. So a couple of days later, I got a bird watchers group at the top of my drive. So I pulled over, and I said, oh, hiya, boys. I said, what are you up to? And they said, we're taking photographs of the buzzards, he said, down in the forest. I said, oh, never. So my wife was with me in the car, and I looked at him, and I said, well, I own that forestry down there, do you? He said, I said, yes. And he was expecting me to get a little bit agitated, but I wasn't. And I said, well, I tell you what, I said, I'll leave my gates open for you, I said. Come down my drive, and 100 metres over that direction, I said, you can go straight onto the forestry, get a few nice photographs, I said, and as a reward, I said, I'll make you a cup of coffee. I said, works both ways. And, that'll be great, he said. So me and my wife, Sarah, drove down the drive, halfway down, drove back up, and they disappeared, right? So anyway, a couple of days later, I got two entrances to my property. On the other entrance, there was a car parked either side blocking my vision splay. I was leaving the property, taking my son at the gym, and so I phoned my wife, she was still at the house, and I said, Sarah, I said, when you go up the drive, I said, have a look at those cars blocking a vision splay either side. No, there's not a house in sight for over 100 yards. So she did, she phoned me up, she said, Tim, she said, I can't see anybody around, nobody's in the cars, nobody's around, nothing. Of course, really unusual, she said, no, I said, oh, don't worry about it. I said, they're obviously up to their games again. She drove down the drive halfway, then turned round, drove back, cars had disappeared. And she said the only way that could happen is if they were hiding in the cars. All right? So they send little groups round. It's all about agitation. And if I can get back to Alinsky techniques, it's wrapped up with Sun Tzu, The Art of War, Antonio Gramsci's Gradualism to Marxism, and Al Capone's Incremental Intimidation to specifically create fear and confusion and distress. So they'll consistently and continuously agitate for a response, till eventually you're absolutely ready to blow. And then it's like the straw that broke the camel's back. They'll send a group down and they expect you to hit the roof. And at that point, they will then despicably use our authorities, the police and the councils, to implement control over us in the form of, over here we got ASBOs, antisocial behaviour orders, and harassment orders and so on. So that then will empower them in front of the group.
Interesting. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Tim Rogers. Tim, just let me ask you, have you been on other radio programs in the States?
No, but I've been on with UK Column, which is an excellent channel to follow. That's Brian Gerrish, the ex-commanding naval officer. I've also been on Drive Time Radio with Tony Gosling, talking about how suicide clusters are being deliberately engineered.
Yes, we talked about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, if I can just get back down to because a lot of people may think to themselves, how can all this operate? How can it possibly operate in our communities, right out in the open? And how is it funded? How does it operate? And where did it come about? And let me just tell you what happened in the UK in 1972. Edward Heath, our Prime Minister then, a known paedophile and a known Satanist, joined us into the, signed the first treaty into the European Union. Now, that man and his collaborators knew at that point, it wasn't just illegal, it was treasonous and a criminal act, what he was, engineering. It would never turn full circle because, the heads of our public services, would reject, everything that they're setting up, for example, the eugenics programs, which I just touched on, and me and Diana will talk about this again, but they knew that all the heads of our services, being our police, our NHS, our councils, our administrators, the heads of all these systems would point blank object what they want to bring through. So as he signed the first treaty into the European Union, he started up an organization called Common Purpose. Its primary objective was to train leaders, to train leaders, to train leaders, and to get those leaders to train leaders and put them right the way through the charity sector, which is a huge organization. These leaders would eventually start working their way into the public sector. And they would be inserted into leadership positions. This program, the whole programs with the community centers, the eugenics, and the leadership programs were shut down by our conservative government in 1984. It was all shut down, the whole lot. And then the elite wait in the background. For the next Marxist, Fabianist, communist idiot, Tony Blair. In 1997, he was elected, and he started up all these programs again. So this has now been running for 15 years, and they've managed to insert these leaders into our police, into our councils, into the NHS. They're also using Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals to remove good staff within our hospitals and replace them with subversives. Now, these individuals have all been under the influence of behavior modification.
All righty, we do have to take a 60-second top of the hour break. I hate to cut you off, but we'll be right back and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break after station ID. Be right back.